Hey, Sister Amon, are you ready to do our edification audio today?
I am.
All right. I'm ready too. Hey, how is everybody doing today? We had a busy day. We had a busy couple days. Yesterday, we just used a audio I made for the edification that I made when I was out street preaching. But yesterday, we're going to talk about what we did yesterday and today. So yesterday was a busy day. Today is also. What did we do yesterday, Sister Amon? Where did we go and preach in the morning?
Yesterday was a farmer's market, and then another preach after that.
Yeah,
went to
Spanish festival and then a farmer's market. So we got to the farmer's market early. There wasn't a lot of people there. And it was kind of nice. They had like three entrances, so we were able to like all go and cover an entrance.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to quite a few people.
Oh, I did. Two of them that stand out pretty big to me were, I got to speak quite a bit of truth into two women. One of them from ground zero, A to Z on everything, and I got to expound on being born again. And the other one, she said she had just gotten baptized, I think the year before or something. So she's obviously brand new, maybe not. She just kind of swept away with what's going on. And by the time I was done telling her about all the lies of man-made religion and how we're to be holy, godly saints, if we're truly of him, and she was like, that makes sense. So it made more sense to her in that short period of time that I was talking to her than the past years she'd been going to church.
Yeah, the churches tend to focus on baptism, and they don't even know what they're getting baptized into. They don't go into doctrine. They don't go into who Christ really is coming out of the world, all those things. So, Sister Amon got to talk to quite a few people. Young Brother Kuo got to talk to quite a few people. I got to talk to a couple people as I was walking back and forth street preaching. And we had to deal with some police officers that were called on us because we were on a public sidewalk, and they still called the police on us. And the one officer was nice. The other officer was kind of belligerent, and we had to basically just stand against him and say, no, we're not breaking the law. We're just going to move on right now. And then eventually he left us alone. But he was definitely an overbearing police officer. I like to say he did not know that he represents the law. He thought he was the law. And he was trying to tell me that I'm disturbing the peace and all this stuff when I showed him how I was preaching and that clearly was not disturbing the peace. And he just had a chip on his shoulder. He probably is a Baptist or something like that and hates that I'm out there preaching against the churches.
Yeah, when they walked up to me, they were talking to me, and I said, well, we're not doing anything wrong. I said, you can go talk to him, meaning Brother Tupos, who was walking toward me. And I said my piece, and I turned around and walked away. I was polite, and I turned around and walked away and walked right over to an older man that I got to stand there and share the gospel to. So. Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's the stuff we have to do. We have to go and withstand all that. You know, when they call the police and they try to run us off when we're totally legal, or all of the mockery and all the lies and stuff they spread. But we withstand all that. Why? So we get to reach and talk to seekers.
Right.
And spread the gospel about to people that might be interested. So that's why we go and withstand all that. If we let anybody run us off instantly, even though we're not breaking the law, what happens? We don't get to reach the people that might be there and might hear. So we preached there for quite a while, and I got to talk to quite a few people. And then I walked and checked out a festival that was going on down the street. It was like a Latinos or a Spanish festival. So we went down there, and what did we do there, Sister Amon? We walked up and down the street.
Oh, yeah, I gave away quite a few gospel cards.
Yep.
And I had a really good conversation with a younger woman with, she had several children with her. She was really nice, and we talked about how she left the Roman Catholic Church and how she doesn't attend anywhere, and she was amening to a lot of things I said. She said, thank you for sharing all that with me. I'm going to look into some of the things that I shared with her.
So,
yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. I got to we got to talk to quite a few people, hand out a lot of gospel cards. The people there were very nice, respectful.
Oh, yeah.
Even the event organizer, I gave him a gospel card. He shook my hand, and they didn't have any problem with us being there. We weren't bothering anybody. Mm-mm. We were just open-air preaching, and the festival was going on around us. And I did get to go and talk to and then rebuke a Episcopal reverend who didn't know what the gospel was. He didn't know Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. It's pretty pathetic how bad these people are. And then somebody said I was hassling him, which just is not true. He came out on the sidewalk to talk to me. He had a willful conversation. And again, one of the police officers, a woman this time, tried to come over and tell us we were harassing people, which is an outright lie. We're talking to people on a public sidewalk. Anyone can walk away from us. We don't follow people. We don't force ourselves. And so we had to basically just say, no, we're not doing that. We turned around, just ignored her.
Right. Well, I tried giving her the gospel at first because she said, how you doing? And I said, doing good. How about you? She replied. And I said, can I give you a gospel card? She said, no, thank you. I appreciate that. But then she said about the harassing. I said, we weren't harassing anybody. And then I just kept going.
It's just a bunch of lies that they use against us. But
I don't stick around a lot.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can get in your flesh and keep saying things.
Yep.
And
then we just walked through the festival again and shared with anybody that wanted to listen. And then at that point, we were done and we were out of there anyway, because it wasn't that big of a festival. And we found a beautiful park and we worked online after that.
I was going to say, at the festival, I saw this young woman there. She had her hair in a bun, and I didn't see it at first. She had a skirt, and I thought, she looks like somebody a little bit different, maybe a Pentecostal or something. And I happened to walk by her, and she smiled, and she kind of turned and kept moving. And I saw a little tiny scrap of brown on top of her head.
Like a doily.
Yeah, it was like a little oval, or not even an oval. It was like, I don't even know what it was. And I said, excuse me, is that a head covering on your head? Or are you calling that a head covering? She said, yes. And I asked her what religious body she is associated with. And I can't remember, some kind of
apostolic.
Apostolic, something or other. And she kept turning to walk away. And I wanted to give her, I can't remember if she took the gospel card or not. And I said, can I encourage you? You need to go way deeper than you already are.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get more of a message to her, but she didn't want nothing to do with me. And she just kind of kept turning. So I withdrew the word and kept walking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, typical, that can be a kind of a typical conversation, typical with all the churchianity people that we see out there.
But I tried.
Yeah. Amen. Uh-huh. Amen. We try. We're not partial. We try to give out the gospel to anybody who will listen.
Yeah.
So then, as I said, we went to a nice park that we found right there in the area, and we worked online, and then we had a fellowship gathering yesterday. We have some audios to put up from that, haven't put that up. And then today, so we went and got some good night's rest. We were we were really tired. Yeah.
Last night, we pull into the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the phone, and a woman comes over to the van after she talked to Brother Tupos, and I got to talk to her for well over 40 minutes, but my audio cut out at about 41, and she got a lot of truth.
Yeah, you're right. I was on the phone with a young seeker man, and this lady overheard me in a gas station and asked the cashier if she would tell her that she wanted to talk to me, or that she would tell me I wanted to talk to her, or whatever. She told the cashier that she wanted to talk to me. So the cashier said, that lady wants to talk to you. So I went and talked to her. And I told her my wife's outside. And Sister Amon talked to her for a long time. I got to talk to this young man. And it was another one of those like God-appointed moments where right time, right place. She overheard me talking on the phone, overheard me preaching to this young man. And she wanted to talk about the things of God. So.
Yeah, and it was funny because late at night we're pulled off to the side in a gas station and all this is going on. And then we had to pack up and then move to our parking spot.
Yeah. So it was a long day.
We're always on the move.
Yep, we were really tired yesterday, long day. So we crashed, and we knew this morning we were going to get them go out and stand outside of church.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that. We got up and we went and stood outside of church and didn't have very many good conversations there. A pretty typical church system.
I had one.
Yep, you had one good one. And then right at the beginning, one of their leaders came out and got in my face and was all fleshly, and he never came out again. I think he realized who we were and what we do. I told him, you're going to be on video. And he got in my face, and he retreated back in the building. And then it was just sad because nobody wanted to bring a Bible. Nobody wanted to talk about truth, and everybody just wants to defend sin.
Typical.
Yep,
of
they just defend sin. And so we'll be having a post put up about that. But we all stood. The truth was heard. Did have a conversation with two of the young men at the end, but they just turned out to be mockers because we told them what the Bible says about lady teachers, and they said, our lady teacher today did a wonderful sermon. So they're just mockers. They support LGBT. They preach a false gospel. They're worldly. They do pagan holidays. So not much you can say about that. We were hoping to find a sheep there that we spoke some truth to, and maybe some of those young people that heard what we were saying will go and test things and go much deeper. So we'll have audio, we'll have video of that. We're going to be putting that up. And then we got done with that, and while we're doing that, our brothers are on the phone with a man that's on the other side of the world that has become a brother of ours. So they're on the phone talking to him, discipling him. And I think they said they were on the phone 5 hours with him. And we were on the phone for about maybe 2 or 3 hours of that. And then after we got done with that phone call, that man's on the other side of the world. He's like 8 hours ahead of us. He had to go to sleep to get ready for work. And this young seeker man got on the phone or on the video call. And how long were we on with them, Sister Amin? About 5 hours?
Five and a half. So they were on a total of 10.
Yeah, my brother said they were on the phone 10 hours long today. And they were talking. Almost broke my record. My record is 12 hours of one continuous phone call with one man. Do you remember that phone call?
I do.
12 hours with one man on the phone, continuous, is my record. So yeah. Praise God for that. God gives us all the power to do it. And so, yeah, we had all kinds of edification. My young brother stepped up and did awesome and glorified God and proclaimed the word. And this young man that we talked to just got, tons and tons of truth dumped on him. And I think he was convicted, and so he has some decisions to make. So it was pretty glorious. We had an absolute glorious 2 days. We're thankful. Everybody did their job. Everybody's striving. Everybody's glorifying God. I don't know. I'm just so thankful. How about you, Sister Amin?
Yeah, good workers for the Lord.
Yeah.
Zealous for good works. Yep. Keeping on going, doing what they need to do to work for the kingdom of God.
Yep, amen.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. What else is on your mind today, Sister Amin? Well, I want to read a scripture verse first. I said the young brothers stepped up and they did an awesome job, both when we were outside the Vineyard Church and young brother at the flea market and the fair, and then these other young brothers on the phone with these men. It reminded me of 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer for every man that asketh you for a reason for the hope that lies within you with meekness and fear. My brothers did that today, Sister Amin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is so refreshing for us older people. It's refreshing to see any saint, no matter what age, contending for the truth or sharing it or loving one another. But to see some young brothers growing up in the faith, it's like really encouraging, because it's like a, what do you want to call it? Like a band of God's soldiers, you know, rising up in a dark world, especially the young people.
Yeah.
You know, they're young.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And so,
Yeah, 30
that's
and under.
Incredible, yeah.
30 and under, and they're striving in things of God, and they're strong, and they're biblical, and they know how to make a disciple because they are disciples.
Oh, yeah.
That's my job, is to train men so that they can make disciples and just keep the faith going. And
they did a really good job helping the other brother, you know, we just met, knew about for quite a while, but
absolutely.
And he's older, so that's encouraging,
it is.
Too.
It's a joyous thing that we get to all come together and encourage each other where everybody's at, and when people have struggles, we get to help them, and men get to labor both spiritually and physically, and then when someone has a need, like we just helped someone move from other country to be set free, so it's a glorious thing. God's being glorified, and we're just so thankful of what God is doing. What else is on your mind today, Sister Amin?
Well, it has something to do with we meet a lot of people who leave man-made religion or start seeing things. They want to make the journey. They say they do. They look like they're starting to walk, or at least their words show it. And they get to a certain point where they got to count the cost, and like we know about today.
Yep.
But we meet this with a lot of people. You pour a lot of truth in them, and it comes to this point right here, Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. And I'll stop right there for a minute. That would be like, do you want to serve the gods of man-made religion?
Yep.
Do you want to serve the gods that grandma and grandpa served?
Yep.
Or, finishing the verse here, But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah. You want to serve false gods or the one true living God?
Right, exactly.
So everybody's got to make that choice and count the cost, and there is a great cost, and that's why it's so few, because many people want to hold on to their life. They want to hold on to man-made religion. They want to hold on popularity. They don't want to really stand out from the culture. They want to fit in. All these things that people have to face. But God is so worthy to be, for us to be total living sacrifices for Him.
Right, amen. Yeah.
So we're thankful to see people that at least are, many people that, well, a fair number of people investigating the things of God. Yes. They still have to make a decision and choose.
Right. We're here to help press people on if they want it.
Yeah.
You can't push them.
No, can't push them. Can't put a time limit on it.
And help.
But yeah, we were thankful that we got the time to be out in the street today or this weekend. And we're traveling south to see a brother, taking another brother to go see another brother. And we've got a lot of ministry planned down south where we're headed. So that's exciting.
Hopefully the weather is good.
Yep. Hopefully the weather's
good.
We've
got some good ones lined up, maybe. Yep. So, we got Lord willing, if we get those days.
Yeah, we got some good ones lined up. And so, yeah, we're just thankful to get to do what we do every day.
Right. And I commended the brothers. I need to commend my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters who are standing strong. They're out there contending for the faith once delivered. They're sharing the gospel. They're doing their good, godly, holy women works.
Standing behind the men.
Yep.
Encouraging
being
the men.
Flexible. Standing right alongside the men.
Yep.
On the streets, laboring in the gospel.
Raising up children to be godly.
Yeah. All kinds of awesome works goes on in the body of Christ. Many that are unsaid and
right.
unseen, but
yep.
God sees everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And hears it and knows it all, so
yeah.
Praise God.
Good call on that one, Sister Alman. Do you have a scripture or anything to share with us today?
I do, the ending.
Oh, by the way, we have the Farmer's Market preach is already up. We posted that yesterday, and we have two preaches yet to put up, Vineyard Church and the Latino Festival. We'll get those posted in the next couple days or so, hopefully. Good luck,
yeah.
Lord.
Yep.
And those preaches will be up there as well.
Yeah. So I was going to read 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And so I wanted to point out the beginning part of this, how he didn't come with excellency of speech or like the wisdom of man. He just came with the word of God. And so that should be an encouragement to every single sister out there, no matter whether you're very well learned according to the world standard or you're not.
Or God, you don't speak well.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Either you're well-learned or you're not,
yep.
or you're in between or whatever. It doesn't matter
right.
because the Word of God is the Word of God. If you know how to speak
it's and by
you
his
can
spirit.
Say the Word of God, it's all run by the Spirit. Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Spirit.
So let that be an encouragement.
That's a good verse. That's awesome. Yeah, Paul didn't speak well. Moses didn't speak well. And many people don't have all kinds of talents, they would say. But God uses people that just have a heart for him.
Right, and that also means if sometimes you trip over your words while you're reading or speaking, like I do on these audios
yep.
oftentimes, and
yeah,
I
whatever.
Just did,
yeah.
you just keep going because God knows and you just keep doing your best.
Amen, amen,
yeah,
that's a good word. I just wanted to finish up. I wanted to read a scripture again. Thankful for an awesome weekend. Thankful for all the ministry that's going on. And I'm looking forward to all the things to come in the body of Christ and the people that we know and all the preaching we have to share together, traveling with a young brother, going to see another brother, all of that. But ultimately what I'm looking forward to is the future with the Lord. Revelation 19, 6 through 13. We're going to get into studying the book of Revelation eventually. Right now we're working through Philemon, I don't know how you want to say it.
We're working
through that little book, but we're going to get to the book of Revelation. But I want to read Revelation 19, 6 through 13. Ready? And it says, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters and the voice of many mighty thunderings, mighty thunderings saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell down at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, Thou doest it not, I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. I love that. That's what I'm looking forward to ultimately. I know my brothers and sisters are too, is when Christ is going to vanquish all things and when he's going to make everything right. And we look forward to that glorious day to come if we endure in the faith to the end. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're striving for, enduring to the end. What do you think of that area of scripture, Sister Amen?
I don't know who wouldn't want to try to endure after reading that, or yeah, anything else really.
Yeah, he's so glorious after what he's done for us, and his part is done perfectly. Now we just have to strive and do our part, which we can. He says, keep my commandments, come out of the world, don't live in willful sin. When you do sin, repent, I'll cleanse you, walk in my spirit. We can do these things. We can boldly, and we can be worthy, and we can expect the grace and the promises of God when we do our part.
Well, yeah, and if you look at who walked before us, they were being killed and tortured.
Yep.
We have, like, absolute freedom today, so nobody has any excuse whatsoever. And to whom much is given, much is going to be required.
Amen.
We have much freedom to serve him.
So think about that. What's coming? The glorious future, and we get past all of these things that are going on in the world and in our life and all of that. Look to the future. Look to Christ. Look to his word. I love that part where it says, and his name is called the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
Never take the Word of God for granted. That is Christ. That is the Creator. And he's coming back for his people. He's going to redeem this earth. He's going to send a new heaven and a new earth. And it's going to be glorious.
Yeah.
That's what we're laboring for. A city to come. We have no city now.
No.
But we're laboring for an eternal city to come.
Right. Amen.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. We love you all. We have something interesting we're going to be doing tomorrow. We're not going to tell you what it is, but
we'll find out.
You're going to see it in some videos, and we're going to share it with you if the Lord lets us do it.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, we got a really good event coming up in a place we've been before, and we like this preach a lot. It's kind of, I'll just give you a hint, it's kind of an old stomping ground of ours.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to go back to this place and lift up Christ crucified and preach the gospel.
Oh, amen.
At a city festival, I'll just say. So till next time, we love you all. Shoot us an email. If you need help in the faith, let us know. Check out all of our resources. We're here to edify, encourage, and most of all, we're here to lift up the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God. We love you all.
Have a glorious day, evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are, till we come to you again and the Lord lets us. We'll be here if he lets us.
Mm-hmm.
And may God be praised.